Councilman Julian Jones serves on the Baltimore County Council. He is oftentimes at 4th District is who he represents. He serves as chair of the county council in Baltimore County. Councilman Jones, always great to have you on Two-Way Talk.
Anthony, it is my pleasure to be here, and I appreciate you extending the invitation. And I certainly offer my sincere, heartfelt condolences to Cara, and for her loss.
Thank you very much. Sure. Now, the state of small business in Baltimore County, including black businesses, really has been impacted by COVID-19. What's the state of small business in Baltimore County?
Well, I mean, we have somewhere in the neighborhood, I want to say almost 159,000 different businesses
wow.
in Baltimore County. But the state of small businesses in Baltimore County appear to be doing fairly well.
Mm-hmm.
We really expected in the beginning a significant hit on the income taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And we really thought, this is the beginning of COVID, we really thought that we would lose an awful lot of restaurants.
Of course.
But as it turns out, with the CARES funding and additional help that was given by the county, the state, and the federal government, we have not seen significant closures of mm-hmm. restaurants, and small businesses continue to thrive. Now, they all are having problems hiring.
Of course.
Like everyone else these days. But we haven't seen a lot of them close their doors.
Now, you brought up my next question. Are there any special efforts being put on by the county to help these small businesses attract employees, get people back to work? Are you all doing anything special?
Well, what we are doing is what we've always done.
Uh-huh.
We always have assistance for small businesses in terms of our workforce development, where we, number one, we advertise jobs that are available and try to connect people that are looking for work with people that are offering these positions. We offer assistance to small businesses in terms of helping them staff up,
mm-hmm.
Helping them find people. So we offer a lot of other services to small businesses as well in terms of, you know, loans and what have you to help them expand their business.
Mm.
So we offer a whole variety
mm-hmm.
of help to small businesses, if you will.
Now, where does Baltimore County stand? We've been talking a lot about the variants, Delta variant and other variants that's associated with COVID-19. Do you know where Baltimore County now stands, where the COVID virus stands in Baltimore County?
Well, I tell you, we have over 1,700 people, unfortunately, who died from COVID in Baltimore County. And we continue to do everything in our power to convince people to get vaccinated. We have a mandate for county employees
mm-hmm.
that by October the 15th, they all must be vaccinated or be subjected to weekly testing.
Wow.
And, you know, we are, you know, just like everybody else in terms of being hit by the Delta variant.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers continue to probably not be as good as we would like them to be at this point in time.
Mm. Now, we know that COVID and the Delta variant, a lot of concern by parents as school started. Talk about the efforts to test, what happens when you need to quarantine any children in the public schools.
Well, it continues to be... It continues to be a challenge in terms of the when a child of course tests positive
mm-hmm.
or shows symptoms, we do the contact tracing and we try to put the people in isolation by removing them from the school.
Mm-hmm.
It continues to be a challenge to do that in all cases. Because sometimes you may have to end up shutting a school down.
Wow.
So they continue to work through it, and fortunate enough for us, we haven't really been hit too hard right now. But, you know, there's a lot of precautions that are taking place with the mask mandate and soon the vaccine mandate. You know, these things are all done to try to keep our schools open and keep kids safe.
If you'd like to ask any questions about Baltimore County, we have the chair of the Baltimore County Council, Councilman Julian Jones, on with us. 410-319-8888 is the number to join our conversation. Bill is on the line. Bill, we appreciate you calling. Welcome to Two-Way Talk.
First, Anthony, thank you for this opportunity. I guess my question to the councilman is this, is that in the county, is City Hall open to the public? Can the public just walk into City Hall?
Well, you can you can go to. It is open. You have to go through a process to go in. You'll have to be screened. They'll take your temperature. They'll make you answer some questions. But other than that, when you go through a metal detector, you can go there.
That's an interesting question. I'm very curious about. There have been a lot of stories over the last several weeks about the rise in violence in Baltimore County, Councilman. A lot of folks concerned about violence in Baltimore County. Can you give us some idea about what's happening with the rise of crime in your county?
Well, you know, we, like everyone else in the country,
that's right,
experience crime. However, I think Baltimore County has been doing a relatively good job in terms of you know, keeping crime as low as we can. Last night, there was a shooting in my district. It would appear or allege that there were some folks that was robbing a 7-Eleven. The police came. The people ran away at a high rate of speed, had a collision with another vehicle, tried to get away. The police eventually caught up, exchanged gunfire with the police, and the victim was shot and killed. So we, you know, we continue to deal with these things. One of the things I will say, and, you know, we pray for everyone involved there because the police officer was injured. He was not shot. And, you know, we pray for the family of the victim as well. But what I will say is we have a very good police department. And they do a fantastic job in terms of clearing calls. In terms of when crimes are committed in Baltimore County, there's a very good chance you're going to be caught. If you murder someone in Baltimore County, and we're hoping and praying that we can keep this murder rate below 50, that's our all-time high. And we're hopeful that we can keep it below 50.
Yeah.
But the point is, if you commit a murder in Baltimore County, it's like a 75% chance you're going to get caught.
That's good.
Yeah.
That is really, really good. Now, we're getting some calls coming in. Let's go to Louise. Louise, welcome to Two-Way Talk.
Yes, hi.
Hey there.
I was calling because I wanted to find out about that fiasco with the Wegmans Shopping Center. If I had known at the time when they were protesting the Wegmans Shopping Center that it was going to be a big shopping center, I just thought it was going to be just a grocery store. And at the time, I was wondering what the big problem was. And it turns out that, and I don't know if there was any planning because the people of Baltimore County were told the true story about it, about how big it was going to be and how it was going to, you know, basically affect the community. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that on Liberty Road, a whole shopping center closed down because of it. And now we have a desert, a food desert there. And then up further where the other giant shop, the other giant grocery store was, where the a black-owned business, Granny's, where you had to anchor the giant grocery store there, that's shut down. And so I want to know what, you know, what, and another thing about it is that it's an open shopping center. It's not in a mall anymore, which affects people with disabilities. This is not, this is Baltimore. This is not California. In the cold weather, everybody's going to be affected by it. So I think that whole thing was a fiasco. And I would like to know what the councilman has to say about it.
Thank you, Louise. Appreciate you calling. Councilman, she's talking about, she's talking. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead. Listen, I heard her, and I appreciate her call.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just say a couple of things. Unfortunately, some of the things she said is not accurate. Okay? So as it relates to Wegmans, we are very proud. Baltimore County is very proud to have two Wegmans Baltimore County. Now, Wegmans is like, you know, in a lot of people's eyes, Wegmans is like the top of the line in terms of grocery stores.
Uh-huh.
They will draw people as far away as 20 miles, where most grocery stores will draw people 5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that said, the Wegmans in Owings Mills is part of the where it used to be those Solo Cup factories. That was a factory
mm-hmm.
that went out of business, and it was literally many, many acres there. So that shopping center that's there now with the Wegmans, the whole time, that whole issue, everybody should have known that with all of that space from that Solo Cup factory, there was always going to be a shopping center. As it relates to outdoor shopping, this is what you call the style.
Mm-hmm.
Shopping malls have been closing for decades or, you know, in the last couple of decades. No one's building any more malls. They're all shutting down. And the outdoor mixed-use development is what's the style. That's mm-hmm. what you have in Hutt Valley. That's what you have in Owings Mills. And that's what you have spreading across the country.
Yeah, very true.
Now, as it relates to the shopping center that I'm assuming she's talking about on Liberty Road, those things had absolutely nothing to do with Wegmans.
Interesting.
I can tell you I can sort of go back to everything that happens in my district, and I can give you a long, drawn-out explanation because mm-hmm. I generally know what happened. And in the one case in the shopping center where she's talking about up there near, it used to be Collins Seafood and Grill, there was an issue with Collins. He was building another restaurant in Northeast Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
He had an issue with the landlord in terms of the rent. That's a private issue, and he decided to close. Down the street, you had Giant. What Giant did, Giant closed one of their oldest stores, which was the Milford Mill store.
Mm-hmm.
They closed the store in Newtown. And what they did, they opened up a brand new store up there at Mill Run, which is the site of the old Owings Mills Mall. So, you know, these are sort of like the trends that are taking place
mm-hmm.
throughout the country, and they happen here in our communities as well. But a lot of these are corporate decisions that are made based on, for example, there was a Giant that closed right around the corner from the next shopping center from where the Wegmans came.
Okay.
They could have stayed there, but they chose to close along with these other two Giants.
Mm.
So we're working real hard to get uh-huh. the shopping center's staff. We're working with the owners and making sure we provide the assistance that they need to, you know, open up. But, you know, we do have supermarkets on Liberty Road. We would love to have more, but it's sort of like, you know, it's only so much the government can do it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not in the supermarket business.
And we want to make sure that we have all the appropriate information for everyone. That area certainly is not a food desert. You want to know where food deserts, come to Baltimore. I'll show you some food deserts. Now, I want to talk real quick. We only have a couple of minutes left. The efforts to recruit first responders in Baltimore County. We have the police chief, Melissa Hyatt, coming on tomorrow. And one of the things she's talking about is really the county's effort to recruit first responders. What are you all doing?
Well, we have various job fairs,
mm-hmm.
and we've had one in Woodlawn, and we're going to have another up in Randallstown. And as you know, Anthony, I retired from the fire department.
You sure did.
After 32 years. So I can tell you, I can tell everybody, hopefully they all listen. The police and the fire department did some very, very good jobs,
uh-huh.
with great pay and great benefits, and you're making a difference in your community, and I would urge everybody to go online and you know, apply. Now, the way the process works, you know, when the process is, you know, we take your information. We keep you in the loop, and then you go through a series of, whether it be a written test, agility test, or what have you, to get hired. One of my focuses always on, number one, making sure we do a good job recruiting. But number two, inside baseball, I make sure that when people show up for these jobs, that our processing and processes is fair and equitable, and folks get a chance to get these jobs.
That's important.
So it's very important that people come out and apply for the jobs, because nothing happens if you don't apply for the job. They're very good jobs, believe me. They're some of the highest paid employees in Baltimore County when you look at their pay and their benefits.
Wow.
As a group.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly we want to thank you, Councilman Julian Jones, for spending some time with us. You really give us great updates about Baltimore County. Julian Jones is also chair of the Baltimore County Council. He represents the 4th District. Councilman, thanks for your time today.
Well, Anthony, listen, I really appreciate the work you're doing to keep out
thank you.
Informed. And I appreciate the opportunity you extend to me to reach out to the community and talk to them. And listen, keep on doing the good work, and you'll hear a lot more. One of the things we're doing right now in the county, we're in the middle of the redistricting process.
That's right.
As it is everywhere around the country.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to hear more about that. The commission presented a map. Others are, some are in support, some are in disagreement.
Of course.
So you're going to be hearing more about that as time moves on, but we have to have it done by January.
Yep, we're looking forward to talking to you about that in the near future. Councilman Jones, thank you for your time. Talk to you soon.
All right, Anthony, thank you so much.
You're listening to Two-Way Talk on Public Radio, WEAA. We'll be right back.